You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I have to give enlightenment to today's segment. I'm going right for it because I think it's a pivotal time. We're near our latter part of the year, and the year is winding down, and we're right in the midst of the holidays. We just came off of Thanksgiving, and we're just weeks away from Christmas and the new year. So naturally, I think that is a big part of people's day-to-day mindset of what am I going to work towards, or what am I going to work for to close out the remainder of 2024, and how will I bring in 2025? And to be honest with you, I wanted to kind of give essence to the moment that I think we all encounter. It's just whether or not we recognize it as such, but we're in this space of expansion. And I wanted to kind of talk about the fear of expansion, because sometimes expansion does not always look so cute and pretty. It's not what we may think. Sometimes we're in the midst of it and don't even know what's happening. But there's this unique thing about the universe and God's presence when we've decided to make certain things align in our lives, or desires, or our prayers, things that we're, you know, calling into our life, or as we desire as a moment of destiny. You don't necessarily know what that looks like. It does not unfold necessarily in the way that your mind may see it fully. So sometimes you'll have these moments that will challenge you to do things that are very much uncomfortable. And it would also make you take a look at how you're going to move from where you are to the next thing. And, you know, the very factor of change is not something that people just naturally enjoy. So the fear of expansion is even more on the straddle part of that. I feel like it gives essence to where many people find themselves in the midst of decision making and life changes and pivoting directions as it pertains to things that are going on around you. And so in the midst of it, it can become overwhelming. It can feel very unsettling. There's also moments of eagerness and excitement and hope and wishes. And so there's a mixture of all these emotions that are balling into this one intersection. And you have to sometimes be aware that the fear line can also be underneath some of these things. And so it's one thing to avoid it, but it's another thing to discuss it. So guys, y'all know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
Here at Wonderland Learning Center, we're located at 288 East Main Street in San Jacinto. We provide a safe and secure learning environment. We are now enrolling 2 to 5 year olds with our preschool curriculum. We offer before and after school care. Breakfast, lunch, and snacks are provided. We accept all programs. We are open Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Our website is wonderlandlearningcenter.com.
Portals Entertainment Center is a new 13,000 square foot entertainment experience now open in Temecula. Portals creates a space where your imagination can be set free. Step into an immersive entertainment center that will take visitors into one of our many attractions, which include 2 9-hole indoor mini golf courses, an immersive laser tag arena, a designated arcade space, a food service component, party and event spaces, and a hidden 21 and over lounge. Portals aims to give each visitor a unique experience, taking them to unknown worlds and experiencing an entertainment center like no other. Open 7 days a week, located at 26469 Inez Road in Temecula, California, in between At Home and Temecula Theaters. Come check us out and step into adventure.
The Breeze Effect is your premier destination for professional in-home wine tastings and mobile wine bar services. Our customized mobile trailer is designed to bring a touch of elegance and sophistication to any event. At Breeze Effect, we believe that every celebration deserves an intimate and unique experience that you and your guests will remember for a lifetime.
I like when I can formulate my topic and my thought processes, and sometimes I'll feel compelled to Google and see what comes out of my title, you know, what I already have pretty much concerted to be my conversation of the day. And so I put in the fear of expansion, and I found this article that pulled up that kind of mirrors some of the things that I wanted to talk on, and I'm going to share a little bit about it. And it's the title of this article is "The Key to Switching Your Mindset from Fear to Expansion and Abundance." And it's that thing that I mentioned in the pre part of the episode, is that a lot of times we're in the midst of these types of energies, and sometimes we're so focused on what we're looking to do and how we're looking to come out of it, that we not recognize maybe how our emotional tie is combining to the actions of things that's happening at the same time. And the biggest thing is being aware of your mindset as it pertains to the things that are in front of you. And I'll be the first to admit that I'll have a desire. I'll have this level of excitement for something, and I'm fully in the aspect of processing the thought and giving it life. And what will tend to happen is that maybe the other options of thought will come in on the offset of that. That project manager mind of mine is looking at, okay, if I do this, how will this roll out? How can I make it move? What will be my challenges here? You know, what do I have to look at across the lines of it? And a lot of times you'll be surprised that fear can inhibit so much. And I want to kind of just give a little bit of this article that I was just reading, that I looked over, and I'm only going to give a little part of it because I don't have the whole article right in front of me. But fear is the number one reason why most people perform lower in life than their actual potential and capacity. Underneath all the excuses, hesitations, and perceived obstacles is fear that really holds you back. I'm not talking about the normal fears in life, staying alive, keeping out of physical harm's way. I'm talking about anxieties, the ego-threatening fears you face when you set out to chase your dreams. What's really interesting is that this type of fear only shows up the moment you stare your dreams in the face, those big dreams, the goals, the type of success your soul craves. There are a few ways to handle a fear like this: avoidance, compliance, continuing to stay in the comfort zone, and also scarcity. Jeopardizing your potential and birthright to claim the liberating life you came here to live, or you can choose to open the gates that release those fears and let your heart's desire to fill the spaces that were previously occupied by the fears. So guys, when I tell you, it's amazing how we'll have these different things that creates issues in our lives because our mindsets have patterned a certain level of thought. And so what I thought was important that I read in this article is that you only see those types of fear levels when you're facing down your goals and your dreams and the things that you really crave for in your soul to have. Isn't that amazing that that happens right at that same time here when you're taking on the biggest things or making certain decisions that's looking to elevate you? It's not by mistake, unfortunately. And because of that, it can become such a hell-raising experience for so many reasons. And it's so funny, I was talking to one of my clients yesterday in reference to an event she's got coming up. And she also knows that I'm in the midst of doing my next comedy show, which is happening every month. And I'm producing these shows and I'm promoting the shows. And I work really hard to be present during the night of the event, because there are people that are my patrons and in my fan followers that are coming through that are really and truly, you know, supporting the whole entire thing. Right. And so I always want to be present enough to be able to have that moment of gratitude and be locked into them, you know, in the physical space. But at the same time, my brain is also looking at the audio visual aspect, looking at the sound and the mics and making sure the things that are, you know, going on for the night are working, you know, paying attention to my comics, having my hosts align and do the things necessary. So it's this process, right? And one of my other, one of my books that I have on my library, I pulled it and I opened up to another thing that also complemented this conversation. And I'm gonna read that to you too, because I just feel like for a lot of people, especially the type of people I think that I interact with, a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs, there's so many levels of anxiety that we experience on a day-to-day basis. And it is just a part of what it is. It doesn't go away. It has its ups and downs, and it's like the water waves, literally. And so one of my books I opened up, there was this this actual section talking about progress as a horseshoe. Kind of gives me the mindset of how I was just saying about the ups and downs. And I'm going to share this with you. It said, if you've ever tried creating anything, you know, it's frustrating. I mean, anything, writing a poem, baking a cake, painting a mug. Problem with creating is that you have this idea in your head, and while it's in your head, it's perfect. A lovely little thing that's holding your mind's eye. But when it comes to trying, you start making the perfect thing and suddenly it's not what you imagine. The discrepancy could range from the thing being really cute to being bad or just being a little bit off. The noted NPR personality Ira Glass calls this phenomenon the gap between your taste and your abilities. Yes, of course, you can have good taste. You know what you want. You know what you want to make. But in the actual making of it, you find that you fall short. And it's because it's not what you expected, you stop. Why would you keep going? It's not what you wanted to make. But if you don't keep going, you'll never get closer to making the thing that was in your mind. My watercolor teacher had a way around the gap. She said, making things is not a straight line. It's more like a horseshoe. You start off at one point, and before you get back to where you were, it gets a whole lot worse. You dip down to the lowest part of the horseshoe, certain you'll never be able to claw your way back up, but you do, and you do. And then eventually you're back to where you started. So if you feel like you're in the gap, just keep going until you're back to the top of the horseshoe. So progress is a horseshoe. So guys, do you hear all of these arching metaphoric aspects of conversation as it pertains to these things? And I think it's all important. It is all vital. It all has a perspective. And I feel like as individuals, we're all walking in our own levels of evolution at all times. So there's things that people won't be able to connect to that only you will feel. And it's important to know that that's okay. That feeling of that fear, honestly, is one of those things that if you can embrace it as the moment of knowing that, yo, I'm actually doing this. I'm getting closer towards what I desire. Even the opposition, even the slow days, even the non-revenue driving moments, even the moments of doubt, the moments of, wow, will I have enough support to see this through? All relevant things, all real moments that anybody can account for. The thing is, you know, once you've already kind of committed, you're right in the middle. And it's like, okay, you can either fall back or you can go forward. Now, sometimes you do need to fall back. I'm not saying you don't. The wonderful thing about it is that this whole perspective is going to be aligned in your thoughts and in the way that you set up the things to go forward for yourself. So you have to always have enough understanding of where you want to go. And that is your measuring stick of whether or not you're on if you're on point, if your plan is going along as you desire. You can actually examine and measure you know, your own performance and your own existence and anybody you may have tied in or had involvement as it pertains to what you're doing. So there's all these elements that are happening that I think are really helping us in that progression. And the fear of expansion is not necessarily a negative thing, but recognizing that that fear exists and that it does lie in the underbelly and that it may pop up and show up. But it's that mindset that has to help you to overcome those moments of those feelings. Like they say, the horseshoe, you'll dip down and it may feel really off or feel, you know, not good. It may feel uncomfortable. But if you kind of just stay committed to that thought of what I want to see through or what you feel is the best decision, then it brings you back up and it starts to, the pressure starts to fall back down, right? And so this is amazing because this is what life looks like, right? It is the overall arch of how all of our stories of our lives are unveiling themselves. It's just continual arches of ups and downs and pivots and humps and bumps, right? But I think that there is power in knowing that the fear exists and knowing that you may even well, you probably even know for yourself that you are fearful. And there, you know, but what you got to kind of do is keep a cap on it, because what you don't want to do is let that fear roll out so much to where it starts creating so much doubt within yourself that you can't move forward. Right. So it's almost like, you know, I'm not one that surfs, even though I want to. It's like that ocean water. I ain't ready for it yet. Right. But just imagine a surfer on a surfboard and they're standing and they know that that big, huge wave, which is really what they're waiting on. They want the wave to come up to pull them all the way up. Some may wipe out, but some may ride that. And when they ride it and they get up on it and they, you know, you get in the water, you put your chest on the board and you're paddling out there, and it may take you a while to get out there enough to where you can be deep enough to where you can get to where the waves are. Right. And then once you get to it and you see those waves coming, man, it gives you a rush. I can only imagine. Right. And then to see some of the stupid waves that people ride when they're surfing, man, it takes grit. It takes guts. It takes, you know, determination. Like, you're determined to get that next high of what that water wave is going to do. So guys, are we riding the fear of expansion, or are we allowing the fear of expansion to ride us? So it's just that thing about the perspective and the outlook and how you allow it to take hold and how you allow it to be synergized with you. I think sometimes these things can be such a strong springboard that allows you to get more done and to reach the things that you know that you desire to do. Because it's easy to fold up. It's easy to stop. It's easy to back up and just say, no, I can't, I won't, it's too much, it's this, you know. So but you know, there are times, like, I have something myself right now that I know I'm gonna have to kind of curve just because of different things that are going on at the same time, right? And there are times when you'll have to make those type of assessments. But I think the bigger thing that I just really wanted to bring light to is that fear feeling is a real thing. And it's I think it's just as important as the goal. And when you think about it that way, it gives you so much more inner power, inner strength, and that grit that when you're tired, when you've put all everything you've had into it, resources have maybe been exhausted, you're sleepy, you're not energized, you know, you're feeling like you're at your wit's end. That's that second wind sometime that can give you the opportunity to push and rejuvenate and come back or continue to keep going. And so today, guys, I just wanted to give you something to give encouragement to, you know, these next couple of weeks. I know a lot of people are going to be working to try to pull Christmas together for those who are huge about buying for family, friends, and significant others. And then you have those who are, you know, maybe not necessarily looking to participate in the holidays that way, but you may be preparing to move. You may be preparing to switch careers. You may be looking to buy a new vehicle or make a large purchase. You know, there's so many things that this time of year starts activating. And, you know, we're going through the wrap of the seasons. We've gone through three seasons into this fourth season. And now we're at the last part of the quarter of the year. And so now you get to look back at, you know, what has besieged, you know, along your year and what you've partaken in, what you've done, what you've accomplished, you know, what did you mark off your list that got executed and what got left hanging? Right. Some things you may have just totally avoided. It's just like, yo, I'm out. This is not even it. And that's okay, too, because I think all of those things give traction and all of those things have relevance and all of those things give reverence to your developmental moments of right now. So I want to wish you guys the best week, the strongest essence of opportunity to do the things necessary that you need to do for your year to be the way it needs to be. And I pray that you are successful in reaching whatever it is that you have set for yourself. All right, y'all. Peace.
Hello, my name is Takasha Smith. I'm the owner of Takasha's Kitchen, based out of Menifee in the Southern California area. As a chef and caterer, I provide private cooking classes, couples dinners, and private parties. As a female pitmaster, I am able to create a personalized experience for your family reunion gatherings. I create menus based on my clients' needs to have a more personal vibe. You can find Takasha's Kitchen on all social media networks such as Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and my YouTube channel at Takasha's Kitchen. And that's spelled T-A-C-A-S-H-A-S Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Performing comedy is like creating magic. To hear the room explode with laughter is priceless. And to produce comedy is like having a glass of Stella Rosa, the ability to have others wind down with laughter. With Loudmouth Comedy, it isn't just about me, Sonny. It's also the many hardworking comedians that are dedicated to writing and performing night after night, stage after stage, displaying their talents to the world. And we all do it for the love of comedy. Sometimes you have to remember to relax and savor the moment one sip at a time. Cheers. Here's to 13 years of Loudmouth Comedy.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.